But you got water out of the what? You turned it on at the...
Oh, like the sugar?
Well, when you... He built a trough out there, right?
Yeah.
And what, how did he get water out of there? You turned it on at the...
Well, he had water all over the sugar house, you know? And one oil boat had pipes where you could just put in plain water or catch your water, what you want.
Just turn the water on at the what?
At the valve.
It came out of the...
Come from the... For the thing, it pump was ready, you know. Pump ready all the time, ready to shoot. Let it worry in there. Pump ready all the time. Had plenty of water. Good water, too. Nice, good, black, strong water. Man, you could take that water up. Just, you know, we used to go hard for my mom, you know, the cart. Go over there and get a little wagon, have a little wagon, two little wheels, right? Go over there and get a one of them care, have a care, put over there. Well, they get a can of that stuff, water, bring it back to the house. But that's what we used to take. Water, it was red after red, it was all red, it did red, it was all red right off. Because it had plenty of water. Pump, pump, all the pump, 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 pump that water out there. All day long, all night.
Did you ever have any other kind of fences around here?
No, I thought some of that fish used to put up in bar fence. So,
bar fence?
You know, it didn't have that. You know, they started to put it up there. That's the kind they got up there. Some kind of pool. They put up on the pool like that. I see a fish like that. And then they put a pool. And they go to the next one and do the same thing.
Put another pump.
Yeah. And then they cross that thing just like that. But they had, and I didn't have that. They had some of the old people, full beef. You used to make a fence for a gap like this. You take it and throw it across and put a one post here, one post over here.
Uh-huh.
And put a, and cut a, some kind of slot in there like that.
Yeah.
And cut another and you put a bar through there and a bar through here.
Uh-huh.
That's to keep the carrying thing from coming out there. That's the old time fence. Man, you can get through with it too, because you used to have so many people have it, you know?
Yeah.
They have to fix it like that. See, with a big kick like that. Take a kick like that and tie it down, take your piece of wood hook.
Watch out for your hat back there.
Oh, yeah. What a custom video, right? Got a bunch of stuff, you know? Different kind of hat.
Yeah. You know
what
I thought with
yesterday?
Yeah. Oleen
Lamont. You know him? Sure I know him. He used to come there and bath every Sunday. He had to be like that. Nah, no, but of course. He used to be a mechanic. He was a good mechanic too. He used to come out there and be here to sit down on the table. I knew his family. I knew all his testing. I knew his wife. His wife died just a couple of years back. But I knew her good. She was raised up with a boy on the old field. Much less say about Fred, because we were raised up together. Pierre, that's when he was a tall fellow, way taller than you.
Really?
Yeah. He used to be over there at the palace, he'd be the blacksmith over there, that place where living place. And only he used to work off, he would practice sometimes, on the fire, different places, you know, because he was a mechanic. Work on cars and different things like that. Now one of them were his brother-in-law, he died last year, I think he died. It was his brother-in-law, Compare, he used to call him Compare all the time. But he used to go around, taxi lady got on the television there, he'd take that ticket, throw it all anywhere, and blow it for the pieces, he'd get out and pick it up and put it back together. Start it off, he'd run through. That's what he used to do. But this bad here was better than him. And he was pretty good.